Good morning. Thank the Lord for the man on the middle cross. Amen. Beautiful song. Love it this morning. If you would, I'm going to be over in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, if you want to turn over there. I'm going to be over there. I'm going to read some verses here. I want to, we've got all this up here today, and the thing that I want you to understand, you know, there's a lot that goes into this. A lot that goes into it. I'm not just talking about what you see up here, which is a bunch. But there's more than that. And the title of my message today is Invest in Your Children. That's the title of my message this morning. And I'll get to the points of it here in just a little bit. But if you are in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, if you would, let's stand this morning. I'm going to read two verses. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, the 14th and the 15th verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures and are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart for you this morning. Lord, again, Lord, I ask you, Father, to be with this service here this morning. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would, Father, that you just put your hand down upon each and every one of us, Lord. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that, Father, we could just do what you'd have us to do here this morning with the anointing. And, Father, that hearts would be open, Lord. And the Father, through all things, Lord, Father, that, Lord, that you would be uplifted and that your glory would be presented here, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. Thank you. You know, as we as a church getting ready for VBS this year, of course, it starts this evening. We all know. Something that's been running through my mind ever since it's been running through my mind, thought process during this whole time is about investing in our children. God has just been pressing that upon me, investing in our children. And I'm not talking so much about dollars. I'm talking about biblical truths and the principles of which this Bible lays out for us, for our children. Because now listen to this, the importance of our children's spiritual growth can't be overstated. Can I have an amen on that this morning? Because it cannot be overstated about our children and their spiritual growth. We as a church know VPS is a large undertaking. We know that. We see it every year. But in doing it, we understand it's our responsibility as a church for our youth and for the future of our church that we invest not only our money, but our time in what God has laid out for us to do. Yes, and we do not take that responsibility lightly. None of us in here do. Because the Bible tells us, and I want to be blunt with you, it is our duties. It is our duty to do that. It is. We are to guide, to teach, to nurture our children. We're to do that. And we are entrusted to teach them the faith. Every one of us is entrusted to that here. Look, Paul was talking to a young Christian and a pastor in Timothy whenever he was talking here. He's telling him along the way, you've been taught the scriptures. You've been taught them. Who taught them to him? Well, if you go to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, it tells you that his grandmother and his mother is the one that taught him. That's who did it. In 2 Timothy 1:5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfrayed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. This is something that never, ever should ever get old in you, is to teach your children, to invest in your children, to invest in your grandchildren as much as you can do it, as much as possible. The Bible instructs us to do that. And this is important. That scripture tells us they lived it in front of him. You know that? They lived it. How many of us know it's not a do as I say kind of religion? Amen? It is not a do as I say kind of religion, not as I do. Right? Listen to me, brothers. It is not a good way to raise our children. Never has been and never will be. Eunice and Lois invested in Timothy. They invested. Those investments are still paying dividends to this day. Why do I say that? Because we have the scriptures that Paul wrote to them that we have that we can invest in our families today. That's what I say that for. Proverbs 22:6, and you've all heard this scripture before. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, the Bible says he will not depart from us. You know what the translation of the Hebrew word for train is? It means set an example. It doesn't mean per se that you just go and teach it out of the word all the time. It means that we should set the example. Praise God this morning. You know what? We have a bunch of people in here that have set examples down through the years. And I praise God for those people. Set an example in the way that he or she should go. And when they're older, they won't stray far from it, is what it says. The proverb requires that we live our lives as we say that we're going to live our lives. Amen? That's what it's saying. We're not only to teach our kids, but maybe more importantly, we are to be the examples in front of them. James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Again, we need to set the example. This is what it's saying. We can teach them all the right biblical truths and all the right biblical principles and theologies, but if they're seeing us living in a different way, you're not getting your point across. You understand what I'm saying here this morning? Listen, we not only teach them that, but we are to live it in front of them. That's why stuff like this is so important today. Ben asked me to go over this morning, to go over to his class because they were having donuts for the fathers. He wanted me, Brian's working, so he asked me to go over there with him today. And you know, so I did that today. And listen to me. Listen, brothers, listen, we have good teachers in this church. We really do. That teach the fundamentals of God. And you know what's more important that I've noticed? And I watch this, and I hope you understand this. They live it in front of those kids. They don't just teach it to them. Listen, we can teach them all that stuff. According to James, if we do it the wrong way, it's a dead faith. Those kids are smart enough to see that. They understand it. They watch it. Now let it be known, if you believe it or not, whether you know it or not, the kids of this church and the kids that will be attending the Vacation Bible School this week are watching you. And can I tell you something? They are more than watching you. They are keenly watching you this week. They are keenly watching, paying attention, watching us as the believers. And you and I are setting the example before these kids. Whether you want to believe it or not, we will be setting that example this week. We have those scriptures that Paul wrote to Timothy, and we should instill them in our children today. It said this in 1 Timothy 6:11-12. Paul told Timothy to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness, and to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Amen? That's what Paul told Timothy. And these types of lessons go way beyond us just telling them that. We need to show them that. Amen? We need to do that. We'll be of a far greater value if we do it that way than anything that we could teach them that this world has to offer them. If we teach them the love and the respect that God has laid out there for, especially as they grow into young adults, especially as they grow and beyond, because brothers, they can take those lessons with them. To all of us here this morning, the importance of investing in our children and our grandchildren, I want to ask each parent and grandparent in here this morning, this, and this is not meant to browbeat you. I am not standing up here to try to do that because all of us need this, including me. Amen? But I believe the answer to something I'm going to ask you can be so profound, have such a profound impact on your family's life and the life of your children that it's important that we answer these questions right and that we do it rightly this morning. Listen, how much are you investing in your children this morning? Now, and don't get up, and I'm not saying, and don't get caught up in this trap of saying, well, I don't spend much time with them, but it's quality time. No, we need to spend time with our children and our grandchildren. as much time as we can spend with them, teaching them the ways of the Lord, teaching them that, you know what, being what they need to be is what God wants them to be. Listen, when I say this, I'm not talking about a helicopter parenting. I hope you know that. That's where you hover over them all the time. That's not what I'm saying. Where you're insistently hovering over them all the time, but where your kids can't breathe or you're controlling them, that's not what I'm saying. When I say investing time, you're told, now what that takes? It takes time. That's what it takes. If you spell time, T-I-M-E, and take the T-I out of it, what's it spell? Me. That's what time's about. It takes you investing and spending time with your kids. For as an individual, it takes you willing to invest in your child. It takes attention. It takes priority. Matthew 6:33 says this, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." As individuals, we have to believe and prioritize that as a principle in each and every one of our lives. Everybody, listen, don't we sometimes take these scriptures, Greg, you can do, don't we sometimes take these scriptures and point them towards all the adults out here in the world? Well, we have all of our children out here. We need to be prioritizing that with them as well. We start right here and teach them and raise them and let them know that, but seek first the kingdom of God in their lives. Seek that first. We did, listen, sometimes something else we must all understand is this. It's our responsibility as a church. We are a church family. Listen, I put a lot of responsibility on the parents. I do, because I believe they're the number one. But brothers, we as a church are a church family as well here. Yes, mom and dads, the immediate family, are the primary ones. But listen, but as a church family, we are responsible in the ways of faith. We've got a responsibility this week. It's coming up at the VPS. We have a responsibility to teach the kids that are here the ways of faith. The next question, what are we teaching them? Are we teaching them godly principles and truths? We can spend time with our children, but if we don't spend time teaching them biblical principles, are you fulfilling the investment that God has given us in our children? And it is an investment. It is. Listen, it's awesome spending time with our kids. How many of you love spending time with your kids? You know, you can be honest with me. We love spending time with our kids, do we not? We do. But listen, doing hobbies and whatever else we love to do, you can say I'm spending time, and there's nothing wrong with that. Not a thing. But there is more to it than that. Listen, I love going. We just went camping here a while back. We took the kids fishing, and I love doing that. I got done with baiting hooks, but we love doing that. But brother, there's more to it than just hobbies, because God knew the importance of his word being taught to future generations. He wanted the nation of Israel not to see themselves solely as an individual, but as one family, especially as we view children. I would argue that that principle still holds true today and the importance of it. Now listen, turn to Deuteronomy, because I want to read some scripture to you that God has showed me over in chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Investing in our children. This is the way God, see, as a nation, God knew that they were the nation of Israel, and he wanted them to invest in future generations by teaching them the word. And I believe that principle still holds truth today. And it says this, Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou suttest in thy house, when thou walkest in the way, and when thou liest, and when thou risest up." That's pretty blunt, is it not? He was telling them to teach the commandments, to teach the word. Listen to me. As we go, parents, as we go as a family, church family, we should diligently want to teach the children what the word of God says. Galatians 6:10 also says, "As we therefore have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." You know what the household translates into? It means family. It means family of faith. We are a family. I'm not talking about you having formal Bible study every day. But brothers and sisters, we do know we can do show the Word of God by living it in front of our kids. A lifestyle of teaching. That's what we need. James 1:22. But be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. As we teach them the Word, listen to what Paul told Timothy. He said this in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's useful for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, equipped unto all good works. All Scripture you teach a child will be useful when you equip them for the journey that is ahead of them. So I'm here to tell you, parents, invest. Do that in your children. I thank God for my wife, who down through the years, when I worked, she would teach the kids. She would do that. She would show the kids. And thank God, fathers, we have an awesome responsibility. I don't want to get you out of this. We have an awesome responsibility because we as sometimes in this generation have lost that. But praise God for praying, loving, godly fathers who are willing to be in a house and are willing to take investment in their children. Thank God for that here this morning. Folks, we as Christian moms and dads and grandmas and aunts and uncles, we should aim higher as far as our families are concerned. Again, I would argue that everyone in the family should aim higher for what kids are put in our preview this week. If we then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not things on earth. Can I tell you something? The Great Commission is not only for those out there in the world, it's for those in our family. Amen? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Let them know in our families. Let them know that. In this church, we offer so much in the way of teaching our children. I want everybody to understand this that's here this morning. Listen. They extend beyond Vacation Bible School. Listen, we got Sunday school classes. We have Sunday and Wednesday night classes that teach our children. But understand, church family, this. When you see all this taking place, it takes volunteers to do that. It takes people willing to invest their time and their effort into teaching our children. Every bit of it. In doing that, you're fulfilling. And when you see these people doing this and stepping up and doing this, you need to shake their hands, you need to hug their necks, and you need to thank them. Thank them for taking their time and investing it in your children and teaching them the ways of the Lord. In doing that, they're fulfilling a spiritual responsibility. Did you know that? They are fulfilling that to our youth, to our teens, and of this church. And I can tell you the fruit of their efforts will not go unnoticed one day. You know that? In Colossians 3, it says this, "And whosoever ye do, do it all heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Amen. You know that? Let me lay it out there to all of us as the prophet Isaiah. And I want to challenge everybody in this church. As we've got this going on this week, as we have Sunday night classes, as we have Sunday morning classes, and as we have Wednesday night classes, I want you to listen to what Isaiah said. "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me." Amen? Listen, we as a church, we as a church family, we are a family. We have a responsibility to our church family and to the kids of this church. We have that. And family, let me tell you one more thing. In a church, in a family, with our kids, there should be love. Psalms 127:3 says this, "Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." Children are God's gifts. He's God's gift to us, not only to moms and dads, but to everybody in this church. I hope you understand that. Everybody, we being part of the family should love, especially the children. And as a church family, that should be mentally of love for the gift that has been given to each and every one of us. Not just, I love my grandkids, but I love your grandkids. I love your kids. I love them with a love maybe that you can't understand. But I do love them because I know that this is the future of this church. This church right here. Listen, my years on this planet aren't too much longer on this earth. No matter how, not only lets me live another 20 years or another day. My years, but you know what? We have investments here that we're going to be investing in this week and every Sunday and every Wednesday night. And those are those investments that will pay dividends way beyond us. Way beyond us. I'm looking at people in this church. I've looked at them in history that are third generation Christians. Listen, and I'm going to use Patty for an example. Her mom, Patty, Julie, and Luke. And I could go on down the line. Listen, that's four generations. Why? Because someone back there took the time to invest. Someone took that time to invest. And I'm just telling you, listen to me. Listen, praise God this morning for people that'll take the time to invest in their children and their grandchildren, because that dividend will come to fruition one day. And I praise God for that. I praise the Lord for that. Four generations of it. And can I tell you, hopefully, and praise God, it'll be five generations and six. Because we have that, you know, we have that hope. We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. And he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. We should care for each child as if it were our own in this church. Every one of them. Hebrews 3:13 talks about the leaders of the church being the watchers over the souls that have been entrusted to them. Listen, I'm just one of the leaders, just one. But praise God, we are entrusted with something very special in this church. We are, and I'm praising God. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Folks, as leaders of our church, we are not to look down upon our youth, but we are to encourage them as much as possible. Listen, I'm here this morning to try to encourage you about that, not only Vacation Bible School, but also about what responsibility and what investment you have for your children and your grandchildren. I hope and pray this morning that you understand it goes more than beyond what we give them financially. Amen? That's a small part of it, because praise God, we are here this morning to praise and praise God and give them something that'll last eternity. Listen, what we give them financially, it'll be gone one day. It'll be gone one day, but praise God, what we give them and instill in them what God wants us to do will last an eternity. Matthew 5 tells us we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. That's what it tells us. That is going to be especially true this upcoming week. Especially true. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What young person needs to see the light from all of us this week? We don't know who that may be. Listen, I can guarantee you back whenever my aunt and uncle come to me, they had no idea who what they were talking to at the time. They were just wanting to get me in church. Not that one day that I may be able a preacher. How many of these kids out here this week or may be a preacher in that bunch? Maybe a teacher in that bunch. Maybe a good, godly father and mother one day in that bunch. And brother, it may be because of what we do out here this week, what we tell them this week, what we show them this week. That may be the reason. Listen, I am thankful that people showed me love one day. How many of you here are thankful to God that people showed you love and respect one day? I am. Listen, I was a young teenager, and they come and my aunt and uncle would come and just sit down and talk to me about serving the Lord. But I am thankful for holy rollers. Aren't you? I'm thankful. for people that were willing to sit down at my kitchen table, Jeremy, and talk to me. Not put me down, but tell me that I need the Lord in my life. I needed Him. And you know what? I did. And praise God, one day I found Him. I found Him because somebody was willing to invest their time in me. Thank God for Aunt Mabel. Thank God for Aunt Mabel. And I am thankful today for people like that. It means a lot to me. I don't say it enough, but it means a lot to me for all you people in here that show up every Sunday. You come here and listen to this, whatever I am, down through the week. I praise God for it. But I'm here to tell you, it all started because of somebody loved me back then when I was unlovable. Listen, let the main scripture this week for VPS be our call to invest in our children. And let them know the scripture is not just a slogan, but it's a way of life. You're going to hear it a lot this week, but I'm going to say it right now. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let that not be a slogan. Let it be something that sinks in that we teach those kids this week that you know what? Through Jesus, you can do all things. You can. Through Him. And that's something we desperately need to get across to them this week. Praise His name. Praise His name. Can we get a song this morning, please?